For a more exact and, so to speak, scientific definition of the difference between a real man, that is, a man as he ought to be, and a man in quotation marks, such as almost all contemporary people have become, it is appropriate to quote here what was said about this by Gurdjieff himself in one of his lectures. What he said was this: "For the definition of man, according to our point of view, no contemporary knowledge, whether anatomical, physiological, or psychological, can help us, since each of the characteristics it describes is inherent to one degree or another in every man and applies equally to all. And consequently, this knowledge does not enable us to determine the exact difference between people that we wish to establish. The measure of this difference can only be formulated in the following terms. Man is a being who can do, and to do means to act consciously and by one's own initiative. And indeed, every more or less sane thinking man, capable of being at all impartial, must admit that never before has there been, nor could there be, a fuller or more exhaustive definition. Suppose that we provisionally accept this definition. The question inevitably arises, can a man who is a product of contemporary education and civilization do anything at all himself, consciously and by his own will? No, we answer at once to this question. And why not? Simply because, as the Institute for the Harmonious Development of Man categorically affirms and demonstrates on the basis of its experiments, everything without exception, from beginning to end, does itself in contemporary man, and there is nothing that a contemporary man himself does. In personal, family, and social life, in politics, science, art, philosophy, and religion, in short, in everything entering into the process of the ordinary life of a contemporary man, everything from beginning to end does itself, and not a single one of these victims of contemporary civilization can do anything. This experimentally proved categorical affirmation of the Institute of the Harmonious Development of Man, namely that the ordinary man can do nothing, and that everything does itself in him, coincides with what is said of man by contemporary exact positive science. Contemporary exact positive science says that a man is a very complex organism, developed by evolution from the simplest organisms, and now capable of reacting in a very complex manner to external impressions. This capacity for reaction in man is so complex, and the reflex movements can be so far removed from the causes evoking and conditioning them, that to naive observations, the actions of man, or at least of some of them, seem quite spontaneous. According to the ideas of Gurdjieff, the ordinary man is really incapable of the slightest independent or spontaneous action or word. He is entirely the result of external influences. Man is a transforming machine, a kind of transmitting station of forces. Thus, from the point of view of the totality of Gurdjieff's ideas, and also according to contemporary exact positive science, a man differs from animals only in the greater complexity, both of his reactions to external impressions and of the structure of his perceptive system. And as for that which is attributed to man and is called will, Gurdjieff completely denies the possibility of its existence in the common presence of the ordinary man. Will is a certain combination obtained from the results of definite properties specially elaborated in themselves by people who can do. In the presence of ordinary people, what they call will is exclusively the resultant of desires. Real will is the sign of a very high degree of being in comparison with the being of the ordinary man. And only those who possess such being can do. All other people are simply automatons, machines, or mechanical toys set in motion by external forces, acting only insofar as the spring placed in them acts in response to accidental surrounding conditions. A spring that they can neither lengthen nor shorten, nor change in any way on their own initiative. And so, while recognizing great possibilities in man, we deny him any value as an independent unit as long as he remains such as he is today.